You're listening to Spirit Led Living. I'm Kwasida Afi. I'm a little under the weather today, but I'm home and I'm broadcasting for the Spirit Led Living Spiritual Coffee Break. My thing is to stay committed to the calling, to the work that God has for me. And that is to get people to connect with Spirit, the Spirit of God, no matter what, and to use it. Use this platform, use radio, use audio, use podcasting, use my voice to help people on their journey, their spiritual journey. So this morning, I wasn't really 100% sure what I would be talking about today, but I said, let me just pull some cards. And when I say cards, I have some cards that are filled with scriptures. And the one that I pulled today is faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Let me say that again. That comes from Hebrews 11:1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You know, I think a lot of us will say, hey, I have faith. I have faith. I believe that something is going to happen, that it's going to surpass. I believe. But I think the thing that we get kind of tripped up on is the portion that part about being certain of what we do not see. As a spiritual, spirit-led advisor, I've worked with people all over the globe, and people ask me a lot of questions about their love life. They ask me a lot of questions about their career, and a lot of times people are hoping that things will change for them, right? They want some change. They want clarity around their situation. And what happens is that people often come to me because they lack some level of faith that what they believe is going to happen. So really understanding that faith is about letting go of what you think should happen and really holding on to the energy that you have to be certain that God is going to give you what you need in the way that you need it. You don't see it. You know, you may not feel it in the moment, but really be certain in what you do not see. Sometimes we want to have evidence. Excuse me. We want evidence of everything that God promises us. But God does not always give us full evidence of what we need. So I'm going to make this a really short coffee break just because I'm not feeling super well. But essentially, again, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So just ponder on that for a minute. And how can you exercise more faith this year, this upcoming year? Again, how can you exercise more faith? And I'm actually going to be on that same bandwagon, making sure that I am letting go of those things that don't serve me well, that don't serve me at all, and then focus on the unseen, what I don't see. You know, it's like you're wanting to have some type of change in life. Perhaps you're looking for a job or something along those lines, and you're saying, hey, I don't want this job anymore, and I'm afraid to make a decision and leave this job because I may not get something else. But having faith is trusting that if you leave one space, that God knows exactly what you need so you can step into a new space that is going to be in alignment for you. But you have to just be, you know, in that space of faith and belief that what you desire will come to pass, even if you don't see any evidence of such. Same thing with a relationship. Sometimes we feel like, oh, I need to hold on to this person because I don't think there's anyone else that I can really connect with. If you know something is not working for you in a relationship, the person is constantly showing you behaviors that is not in alignment for you, it's trusting that disconnecting from that person is going to yield the outcome that you desire, a better partnership with someone new. But again, it's about being certain about what you don't see. Just because you haven't seen anyone who's exhibited those type of behaviors, or you haven't seen anyone who has been in your life or around your energy, who's actually there. Welcome to the show. It's important to still have that belief that what you want and what you need will still come to pass. So we're talking about faith, you know, no matter what. Sometimes we actually will have this kind of like inkling that there's something that's going to come. And we still kind of fear, like, maybe it won't. Maybe it won't, even though God will give you a sign that what you desire is really going to actually come to pass. But because we like to control how it's going to come to pass, we get locked into just, okay, I need to know all the details. I need to know when and how and all those things versus releasing and allowing God to show up for you. And I'm going to open the door. I'm going to open the door for you. So if you like to talk, get on the mic, call in. Is it your last name I see is Yah. I'm familiar with that. So Yah, I know that's born on Thursday, correct? Is it Mommy Yah? Let me know if you like to call in. I would love to, you know what you are curious about, what your thoughts are around having faith. Because sometimes we know that God is working. We know that there are things that we want, but we sometimes want to hold really tight. We want to hold so tight because we want to know how God is going to do it for us. So the energy of surrender, the energy of being in a space that allows you to sit back and relax and allow God to do God. It's a powerful space to be in. Excuse me. Not feeling well today, but so let me get on the mic, right? So feel free to call in and join in the discussion. How can you exhibit more faith this year? How can you exhibit more faith this year? Because there are going to be a lot of times in our lives that we're going to feel that we need to have more belief in the unseen. So, for example, I just sold a sofa maybe an hour ago. And I said, I'm ready to sell this sofa. I don't know who's going to buy it, but I'm ready to let it go. And I'm going to let it go today or yesterday, you know, within 2 days. That was my thing. And so because I wasn't feeling well, still not feeling 100%, I said, let me just wait until today. And so sure enough, I had faith that it was going to happen today. And sure enough, it's, you know, it was in alignment for me to sell the sofa. So that was something that I had to have faith that it was going to happen. It may seem like, okay, well, that's simple. You said you wanted to sell it. That's a simple thing, right? But when God doesn't want you to do something, then God will definitely put those blockages up when it's not timing for certain things. So sometimes we think it's simple, but God will sometimes stop us when God doesn't think that it's the best thing for us, right? So that faith, man, is a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing. But again, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And again, working with clients as a spiritual advisor, again, I've worked with clients across the world and I work on an app and people want to know all the details. I have clients that will ask me, what's my day going to be like? Can you tell me what my day is going to be like? Can you tell me, you know, why did this person, someone asked me? And this is not, I try not to judge people's questions, but more just to kind of help them to reflect on why certain things may be important to them. And if it really should be that important for them, and just to kind of have faith that certain things will manifest the way they will, the way God wants them to. So people will ask me, hey, is this person the person I'm supposed to be with, right? Or should I apply for this job? Having faith is knowing that when God leads you in a particular direction to be with someone, then it's going to be in God's order. The same thing with God wants you to step away from things. But having a prayer life, having a life full of faith is really important, because when you are committed to your relationship with God, then God is going to give you very clear guidance that you need as you're on your path. Now, here's the thing about clear guidance. Clear guidance doesn't always necessarily come as clearly as you want and in the timing that you want. But trust me, it comes exactly when you need it. I don't know if you guys, you know, have had these moments, but I'm sure you probably have. But, and again, feel free if you want to call in. I would love to hear your thoughts about your journey with being someone who's maybe struggling with faith, or just talking about your journey with being more of a believer, if you will. So, you know, it's this energy of, I forgot my train of thought. In any case, having faith, wanting things to happen the way we want them to happen. The last episode, I had a young lady who was on the podcast, and she talked about how sometimes she tries to negotiate with God. Don't we all try to do that? Sometimes God will say, hey, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. And we say, well, God, I don't know. I know you told me to make a left over here, but I don't know. I kind of want to go right. having faith means you believe what God is saying, no matter what. You may not see what's going to be, you know, at the end of the road. So let's say God says, hey, make a right, and you want to make that left. If you make that right, even if you don't see exactly what's going to be, you know, at that turn or after you make that turn, having faith means, you know what? I'm going to do it because God said do it. I'm going to do it because I don't see what's ahead, but I'm going to have to trust it, right? I'm going to have to trust it. So I encourage you all to definitely, you know, do your best to have more faith this year, this upcoming year. There's so much power in believing. There's so much power in believing. I would love to know, what are some of the signs that God is like kind of pointing you in the right direction? Welcome, Anita. What are the signs that God is pointing you in the right direction? I know for me, those signs could be literal signs that are like billboards. They could also be signs where someone can literally say something to me. So for example, the other day, I sometimes will do Uber Eats, like as a side thing, right? And so I'm delivering food and I go to one restaurant and the person that worked there, he said, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm driving, I can't see at night without my glasses on. Well, I had actually left my glasses at home that night. And I was like, okay. I said, I was kind of thinking I need to go home because I don't have my glasses. It's getting dark, you know, for one, for safety reasons. But also when he said it, it was the way he said it and the way he looked at me. That was God that was speaking through him. It was a sign for sure that I needed to pay attention and I needed to do what? I needed to take the order. The next step in my life in that moment was to go home. You don't have glasses on? It's a sign for you to get off the road and go home. So God will give you opportunities to, God will use other people basically to direct your path. So yielding to that is really important. So since I'm not feeling 100% right now, I'll come back on for the next spiritual coffee break next Wednesday. And actually in 2024, I'm actually going to be adding some episodes that are going to be outside of the spiritual coffee break. I'm really excited about that and excited to announce that. But in the meantime, check out the Spirit Led Living Movement website, Spirit Led Living Movement, and then go to episodes and you'll see the other podcast episodes. But of course, you can also find the podcast episodes here on Podbean. Until next time, I'm Kwasi Dafi.